Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Tes Omud Beis, page 79, side B. So Abaye concludes his question, V'i b'soda v'ilon, and if we shall say like your words, Rabbe, that the Tane Kame and Rabbe Lezer B'Rab Shimon, in the Reisha, with regards to being Magdish them empty, by a tree, by a field and a tree, that's the machlokes. If so, am I machlif? Why did Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon switch his view in the sefer that if he consecrated the field and the tree while they were full, then you are not going to make the me'ila in the fruit that's upon them? Because since he holds that when you are consecrated and empty, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon holds that you will make me'ila in what was growing them, of course, when you are magdish them full, that you would be boiling them. Because it has two advantages. Because first, they were gedule hegdish, they were grown by hegdish, and also it was magdish them altogether. So, Rabbi goes back and says that the machloikis is actually by the pit and by the nest. Elo Amar Rabbi, but Rabbi says no. Machloikes, the disagreement on the camera of Elazar ben Shimon was learned the Boir v'Shevach, by the pit and by the nest. Abol b'sode v'ilon divra hakel mo'ilon b'ahem v'meshe b'soichon. But by a field and a tree, everybody agrees that you will have me'ila, sa'i in them, and also in what's inside them. As opposed to a field and a tree, according to both of them, you would be moiled in them and what's inside them. And even if you were magdish them empty and they were filled, just like Rabbi Yosi learned before on Omed Aleph, that you are moiled in gedulim that come, there's something that grows after it was magdish, because they're gedulim hegdish. And the Gemara explains now the reasons for their disagreement. The Gemara says, ubebor v'shoivach, when we're talking about the pit and the nest, but according to my pligi, what is the disagreement with regards to empty ones that were filled? Why? What's the machloikas? And what is the machloikas with regards to when your magdish it full? They want to explain. But according to pligi, be plukta the rameir verabonon. When they're empty, the disagreement is the machloikas of rameir verabonon. The tana kamen sovelok rabonon. The first Tana holds like the Rabbanon, the Amri in Odo Makne Dover Shaloi Baloilum, that a person cannot give away to his friend, or in Hegdish, something which was never yet in the world. So therefore, the person cannot really be Magdishit, the water and the pigeons that came later on. So therefore, it's not Hegdish. That's the view of the Tanakam. Rabbi Lezer, but Rav Shimon, Sovek Rav Meir, Rav Shimon holds like Rav Meir, the Amar, he says in the Mishnah, Kedushin, Samach Beis, Amit Beis, Oda Makna Dover Shalei Bola Olam, that a person can give away something which is not yet in the world, and as soon as that item comes to the world, the buyer merits it, is Zoichen it, and the seller cannot retract. So therefore, he also has the power to be Magdish, to consecrate the water and the pigeons that came later on, even though they weren't there at the time that he made the hegdish. So the Gemara says, "Emer de shamat leil Rav Meir ki peres dekel David Dossi," that we didn't hear from Rav Meir that a person can be makna something which is not in the world only with regards to a person who sells to his friend fruit of a palm tree which had never yet come into the world. Because since they are naturally destined to come into the world, so therefore, there, he says you can be makna. But honey, but when it regards to the pit and the nest, miyemer dosu, who says that they are actually destined to come, that the water and the pigeons will come at all? He can bring them to the pit onto the into the shoivach, into the nest, but they don't have to come by themselves. So we didn't hear that the mayor holds that a person can be makna something even before it came to the world, when we're not sure that naturally it's supposed to happen. Rava says, Omarava mashkachas lo, that we can find a way that it is destined, the water and the pigeons are destined to reach to the pit and to the nest. And in that situation, we can say the machlokes, for example, v'mayim haboyim derech hatzeir leboyre, that it's water that is coming through the yard to his pit. In other words, it's such a situation that the boyer was situated in a place that was slanty, so that when the water falls, it's definite that they are going to collect into this pit. And likewise, v'yoyim haboyim derech shevcha l'shevcha, and it's like pigeons that come by way of his nest to the nest, so that he has, for example, a nest close to another nest, so which we know that the pigeon that will be born are most likely going to come to this empty nest, you know, when their time comes to make a nest. So the Gemara continues, Uba Malay my pligi, and what is the disagreement when he sanctified and consecrated a pit full with water and a pit full with pigeons? What is the machlokes then? The Gemara says, Omar Rava, kegoin shehikdish ber stam. It's talking about, for example, that he sanctified and consecrated the pit without, in a general way, without articulating whether he intends to consecrate also the water. But Rabbi Lozer, who holds that the water has not been consecrated, Sovar Lakabua, he holds like his father, the Omar, he says before, as we learned in Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, and Donim Din Gavoyim Din Hejit, that we will learn the Alocha for the one above, for the one up high, for Hashem, for Hegedish, we'll learn from the Alocha of the ordinary person. Because his father, Rabbi Shimon, holds that we learn the halacha of one who consecrates his assets to the heavens from one who sells his assets to his friends. And Memela, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon holds that ma din hedyot, just like the halacha is by a ordinary person, motzei omer, he can say to him, beira zabin loch, mayelo zabin loch, that a person who sells a pit without specifying can tell this the buyer, the seller can tell, I just sold you the pit alone without the water that's inside. Av din gavoya. So also the din for one who consecrate a pit for the heaven, it's also, we say, beira agdish, maya le agdish, that the pit he did consecrate, but the water he did not consecrate, that the buyer alone he consecrated without the water. The Gemara is now trying to find out whether that is actually the halacha with like a hedyot that sells a pit. For the Gemara, v'din hedyot loy, is actually this the din of a person sells a pit to his friend that he did not acquire also the water? But the Nambal, we just learned in the Mishnah before, and in Chesem et Beis, mochar ben mochar meimorf, that if he sells the pit, he sold the water. So the question becomes, what is the reason of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon that one who consecrates a pit full with water, he did not consecrate also the water? If he consecrates just the pit, if you sell it that way, just the pit, the water is included, so it wouldn't be any worse for Hegdash. Amar Rava, so Rava says, Masnisin Yichidoi. Our Mishnah is not but a view of one single Tanya. As explained in the Braisa, the Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, Mochar Boir, if he sells the pit, Le Mochar Meimer, did not sell the water. Rab Nosson says, Mochar Boir, Mochar Meimer, that one who sells the pit did sell the water. So our Mishnah that says that you sell, that it's included, goes like Rab Nosson. But the Rabbanon disagree on him, and they hold, and they're the Rabbim, that he did not sell the water, and the blessed Rav Shimon holds like them.